Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Power your next journey with True North Convenience Stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey. Let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to talk about when romance went awry. And I just want to say, one, family show, so we're going to keep it clean. So like just weird little moments where you were like trying for relations time, or you were just trying to be kind of cool on a date and things went sideways. That's the stories we want. 45 seconds before we went on the air, Erica thought it was Roman's gone awry.
I did. And I thought, why are we doing this?
It's like, so if you have a story of a Roman man, just,
maybe you were vacationing there and something went awry.
And he just went, awry.
Right.
We would also take Roman's gone awry.
Perfect.
Yeah, front of the line, actually.
Front of the line. I remember that time back in the... I can go first.
Okay.
I remember a time, I've talked about it, where I had tried to jump over the thing in the parking lot, that little metal chain.
Yeah.
And I didn't make it over the chain. And I like skinned up my knee.
You were on a date?
No.
Oh, not okay. At all.
But I got one of those scabs that is like the quarter size. Like I tore a chunk out of my knee that was big enough. So the scab is literally like as thick as a quarter.
Uh-huh.
You know, and it's just on there for months and months and months and months.
Oh, no.
So getting in the mood in. Listen, there's a lot to this that probably doesn't need to be in the story, but I'll just give it. I'm with a girl, but we are at her friend's house.
Ew.
In her child's bed.
Ew.
that alone qualifies. Nah.
Because my buddy, I was wingmaning for my buddy.
I don't actually care why. And like,
anyway, so it's the romance is on. It's going.
That's a really romantic place for sure.
Well, we didn't care at the time. We were just like, it is a flat, comfy place, and I can't see the princess sheets.
Okay. Was there a mobile and stuff above?
No, it's not a baby.
It's actually a race car bed.
So as I, for whatever reason, I needed to be on my knees, and as I went to my knees,
I don't like knowing this.
Go on.
The quarter ripped off.
And just blood everywhere.
It was just.
So you ruined a child's bed.
For sure.
In more ways than one.
In every conceivable possible way.
So that really makes me just want to never do it again.
Yeah, I know. Weirdly, we finished.
You have to be kidding.
Well, I didn't say what was going on because I'm just like, if I say what's going on, it's definitely going to kill the mood. But it killed it for me quite a bit. It was not great for me because I'm like, yikes. I am bleeding a lot. Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay.
So my story is going to be the bookend on one end, okay?
Right.
where like the other end could be like your phone went off and you checked it. Which is the biggest romance killer.
I know, but sometimes you're wearing your watch.
Yeah, I don't think it's
necessary. You check your watch in the middle?
And then I'm like, well, I'm not calling someone, am I? Like, it happens. You don't
wear your watch?
Well, I've started taking it off.
Here's the problem.
You gotta count these steps.
No.
No cheating.
No.
Your heart rate does get to a place where it's like working out and you're like, ugh. Or they're like, it's like if you bend your wrist, I don't know if this happens to you, maybe it's all the bracelets.
Yeah.
And then it's like, SOS thing goes off and you're like,
Exactly why sometimes I have to check it. If it's buzzing away, I'm like, I got to make sure everything's okay.
So in the middle of all the stuff.
Yeah.
You like swipe.
And it's a kill. Usually instead of doing anything, I just take my watch off and.
Fling it.
Yeah.
But aren't you worried that in that motion, you're like, because if it was your mom who texted, did you swipe on call? And then your watch is just sitting over there.
I don't need anxiety to this. Yeah. I don't need additional anxiety.
Because I've definitely been there. That's another romance killer where you can hear like you're doing your thing and you have like shoved your devices to the side. But like in that process, you called somebody and you hear somebody like, you're like, Dad? You're like, what is that?
Yeah.
Like, hold on, let me find my phone.
Are you in my room?
No.
Gross.
I like the idea of, though, I'm sorry, not the idea of it, but like Erica throws her watch and Dane's like, oh.
Like,
she's really into it.
It's the signal.
Took the watch off. Oh
my. And he flicks the scab over to the side.
Oh,
and
like, Mike, that was you.
All right. If you've had romance, it doesn't just have to be relations. It can be the romantic moments. Mm-hmm. If you've had a romance gone awry moment, we'd love to hear your story. 303-222-5423. You may text or you may call.
There's been times where my blood sugar has crashed during and I'm like, I'm going to pass out. He's like, yeah, I'm doing good. And I'm like, no, I'm going to faint.
Yucky.
I need to stop and eat something.
Put my watch back on. Hurry.
Do you have like a bedside snack?
Yeah. Stash? But also for the middle of the night, not just. Yeah,
right. That makes more sense.
He's like, guys, do I get any?
Does anybody have a story?
I do. Yeah,
that's not.
Yeah, I do.
Relations?
Okay. Yes,
I have. I was on a date. It was a first date. We had just finished up at Pizza Hut where I used a coupon. I've told that story before, but part two of the date, as you could tell, not a lot of money going around.
Okay.
So I went to my neighborhood had an empty. There are a lot of houses, obviously, but there's an empty lot that had like a play set there, but it's mostly just empty. And so I had brought a blanket and like we could just like lay on the blanket and like look at the stars. I thought it'd be cute and romantic. Ended up just being kind of lame. But anyways, we're laying under the blanket in this field And the HOA guy who like runs HOA like came sprinting out of nowhere, scared the living crap out of us. It was just like, what are you doing? Like, who are you? Get it? Like, this is private property. So, I had to be like, had to get up, and I'm like, my parents live in the neighborhood. Like, they're in the house. It's Tyler. I've met you before. And like,
what? Oh my God.
Just, did he think maybe relations were gonna happen?
I don't know, or we were trespassing, or what. But it totally. And then we just had to pack up because like, well, I guess we're not supposed to be here. And then I didn't have a plan B or anything, so it was just like, well,
date's over.
Good night.
I had almost the same thing, except like we went to the golf course, one of the golf courses in my hometown, Longmont. And like you would just set a blanket up sunset golf course because like it was wide open skies. You could see the moon. You could see everything. Had everything laid out. Even had a little wine, little grapes, little like.
Ooh, nice. Yeah. That's what I needed.
Spa wrinkler.
Oh, no. Yeah. Nothing worse than wet cheese.
Cools it off.
All right. I meant literally. You don't want sprinkler water in your wine.
That's true.
Or your cheese.
I don't know that I'm going to be able to come back. I'm pretty sure that this is what broke me. Oh my God.
Do you want us to wrap it up?
Pull it back together. Yes, wrap this up.
If you have a romance gone awry story, 303-222-5423. Is that what you say at the
end?
That's
kind of what I say.
Okay.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Eric is still with us, which is weird.
Hardly.
Her watch is off, though.
Okay,
if you don't know what that means, please go grab the Odyssey app and listen to the first segment of Romance Gone Awry. We're talking about try for romance, no get.
No.
Share?
No.
Share?
Yes.
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 Yeah. Yes. Oh. Romance Gone Awry. What happened?
I just walked in my house and my dogs are so happy to see me. They haven't seen me in an hour.
Thank you.
Anyway, hey, I was dating a guy. Just trying to like him. I really wasn't into him too much, but I was trying. And because, he was taking me home from a date and he saw a cat on the road and he pretended to swerve over and hit it. He did hit it and kill it.
He hit it and killed it.
Pretending?
Beautiful Siamese cat. Somebody's, you know, pet.
Oh my God. Buzz kill forever.
And he was horrified. And he was like, I was just kidding?
Kind of, yeah. I don't know. I didn't hear anything after that. I was so infuriated. And so when he finally got to my house, which was only a few blocks away, I didn't even let that car stop before I was out.
You shoulder rolled out of the car. Smart move.
I never want to see you again.
You told him that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that?
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Cher. Go love on your dogs. Yeah. Leave your watch on, though.
Okay, stop.
We got the on the stop. Brad.
Yay.
Yay. Romance gone awry. What happened?
A lot younger.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, man.
You're cutting out.
Talking romantic. Okay. Oh, can you got me?
Yeah, now we have you. Younger. Keep going.
Yeah. Yeah, anyway, we send in pictures, exchanging texts. When the time comes, well, we're about to do the deep, but we smoke a little bit of devil's lettuce before, and I have a huge coughing fit like an amateur smoker. Totally turned her off. Gave me the cold shoulder.
Because you couldn't stop coughing?
Just dipped out. Yeah, and then when I did stop, she just gave me the silent treatment, awkward looks, and I just kind of dipped out after that.
I do this all the time. I'm totally cool.
Did anyone else think he was going to say something else? A huge cuh. Okay.
Nope.
Nope. No one else heard that going there?
Nope.
No.
It didn't. Sorry.
Okay.
Raquel.
Yay.
Yay. Romance gone awry. As has this show. What's your story?
So every pretty much every time during intimate moments with my partner, my dog or cat will come up and start licking my toes.
And they take turns?
Your turn, Jesse. Get in there. For real?
Yeah, and I end up kicking them or I have to stop and it totally kills everything.
It does.
Why don't you lock them out of the room before?
Because then it's just the scratching.
Yeah, it's the scratching, the whining, and it's just, that's even worse sometimes than just
kicking
them.
Listen, not everyone can lick my toes. I don't want a dog doing that.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, and the scratching and whining is irritating too.
And you're getting it either way, though, either from the cat and the dog or from him.
Yeah.
Well, oh, God.
The scratching and whining. Yeah. And the toe licking.
Okay.
No, it's a buzzkill, especially with the little grainy cat tongue. You're just like a little sandpaper on your... Thank you, Raquel. That was amazing. Should we keep going?
Yeah.
I guess.
Cecile.
Yay.
Romance gone awry. What happened?
Yeah, I was on a first date in college, and I was wearing this really cute white sundress, and he decided to take me to an Italian restaurant up in Boulder, and he ordered spaghetti and offered me some, but I said no, and when he tried to pull the plate back, not only did he spill sauce on me, but one of the meatballs rolled off onto my sundress. Then he pulled a glass of wine.
No. So now you've
just like a meatball covered.
Yeah.
You got a murder
scene.
You
have to embrace it and just pull the lady in the tram.
I'm in the mood. For sure.
So I have spaghetti sauce, meatball, wine on me. And then I'm like, okay, everything's fine. We start making out in the car and he gets a nosebleed and bleeds.
Right. Yeah, that's just like the universe or God or whatever saying, this isn't the dude.
Yeah, this ain't it.
This is not the guy. No matter how drunk you get and you still want to push through, I'm going to put some sort of sauce on you till it stops.
He then walks into my dorm and is like, hey, and I'm like, no way, bro. I'm out.
I'm covered with enough stuff. All right,
dude.
One more. Devin?
Yay!
Romance gone awry. This better be good.
Hey. Oh, yeah. So I started dating this girl for a couple of months and had never been to her house before. We decided to have a nice date night, go out. We went out to the bars and went back to her house. And throughout the entire time I had started dating her, she continuously said, oh, my roommates, like, and she was 27, so I was like, oh, okay, her roommates, cool. We get to her house, you know, and in the morning, I go to use the restroom, and I'm just in boxers.
No.
And I step into the hallway and run headfirst into her dad, who was walking out of his room, leaving for work in the morning.
No. The roommates were... That's one thing to call on.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Don't make me, okay? Don't make me. Is that enough of a threat?
News. News.
This is news or no.
News or no.
That threat really provides a safe working environment.
It does, because everyone did it good this time.
That's don't not make a me safe be like that.
It doesn't matter. What matters is the end product, you guys.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I also want to say that I'm changing the name of it if somebody doesn't start using the nopes.
New song, maybe?
Oh.
Maybe we won't.
News. 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 Okay, good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Verdict is in, and we love them, but Live Nation was just ruled that they are an illegal monopoly.
Oh, wow.
And we love them. Live Nation, obviously, that's how we get to go to shows. But it is part of the problem behind high ticket prices.
Wait. Because I haven't followed. Like, didn't they try to settle it at one point? And then somebody was like, and it looked like the settlement was going to go through. And then somebody went like, nope.
Wait, that wasn't my nope. Okay. I believe it was the courts were like, no, this like needs to be handled.
Bigger.
Because Live Nation and...
Ticketmaster.
Live Nation owns Ticketmaster, I believe.
Once they did that, then it was just like, yeah.
Because then you can just jack up prices and no one has the option to go elsewhere and go, no, I don't want my fans to pay that much.
Are the courts saying that they have to now sell Ticketmaster or something?
They probably have to break up the monopoly.
I didn't quite read that far.
Well, I didn't even realize that this case was happening.
You didn't realize? Oh.
Yeah, and recently, like, Congress or whatever kind of brokered a deal where it was like, they're going to pay $100 million or whatever. And it's like, oh, okay, it's going to go away. And anybody who's ever gone to a concert is going to get a little something. And then people went like, hold up. That's not enough. Like, that's just Eras Tour, man.
Yeah.
You owe more than that.
Yeah. That was when it all kind of sparked was Eras Tour. And then we've just seen like time after time, like with Harry's tours.
Oh,
with,
for sure.
Like the Noah Kahan recently.
It sells out. Like you're on the pre-sale list. And you're like, but like we're like regular people aren't getting the tickets.
Yeah.
Right. So there's a whole bunch of cahooting. Again, love you guys. Want to keep doing shows with y'all.
Cahooting even.
Yeah. And cahooting is great. Just do it a little.
This article doesn't seem to say what the solution is going to be. But I think this is a good thing for everyone.
Yeah.
There needs to be competition.
Everyone can just love you to love you. Live Nation.
We're probably going to get some hate mail for that one.
Probably.
Not from anybody who's bought concert tickets, but from our dear, dear friends.
Yes.
At Live Nation.
Good evening. Timothée Chalamet is back in the news a little bit because this is kind of a follow-up story. Remember a little bit ago when he was like, hey, no one cares about ballet. No one cares about
the
ballet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the head of the Royal Ballet and Opera has credited Timothée Chalamet with a significant increase in ticket sales following his comments.
Like he has sold them out, right?
Kind of, yeah.
His dirtbag comments made them the hottest ticket in town.
I think we're kind of making a lot out of just a turn of phrase.
I think it was in poor taste.
Yeah,
sure, but I don't think he was like, listen, nobody, and I mean not one single person cares about this. I think he's like, oh no, like people could go to movies, they don't care about the ballet as much. If you're not in New York, you don't go to the opera as much.
Kind of true.
I think we're kind of turning.
DCPA's dope.
For sure, yeah. For sure. But it's just, I think we're making a lot out of a poor choice of words, definitely. But like, did he mean malice? Did he mean he hates opera singers? Did he mean any of that? I don't think so.
The problem is his art form came from those art forms.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of going like, if we were like, yeah, those old guys back in the day, boring.
But I have this problem with Denzel Washington because this happened a little bit ago when they're like, how do you feel about
about
being a Hollywood actor? And he was like, excuse me, I'm a stage actor. And it's like, I believe you, Denzel. Then go do plays, brother.
Yeah, that's weird.
Like, you're in the movies then. So
yeah, and you've made a truck ton of money from The Equalizer 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And all like,
like you are, you're both. That's fine. That's great. But don't pretend like hey, I have the old. Yeah.
Wow. We're super negative today.
Aaron, you got anything good for us?
Sorry, I'm looking up Denzel Washington because I had no idea he did stage plays. Anyways, good evening.
Good evening.
There's been an update with the Alex drama. This morning, Alex Earl posted a video. Her friends woke her up at Coachella to show her the video that Alex Cooper posted. That video has now been removed from TikTok. But Alex Cooper just posted to Instagram saying this girl-on-girl stuff needs to stop.
Yes.
Because now Brianna Chicken Fry is getting involved. And she like called her out and was like, stay out of it. She shared DMs and then said this
Chicken Fry did?
No. Oh. Cooper. And she's saying, none of this is PR because everyone is at the point where we're thinking it's a PR stunt. It's not. It's a real thing.
Yeah, it's not helpful to any. Yeah.
Just tell us what's going on. Was it a bad business deal? Is that it?
I mean, I think so.
But yeah. Do we want to know, or can we just let it go?
I do because I want to move on. But I need to, I'm a nosy person. I want to know.
Yeah. I'm bummed because I like both of them. And now I'm like, this is embarrassing.
You kind of don't like either of them.
Yeah.
It's like at first I thought the one was bad because she was just passive aggressively like reposting stuff. It's both of them. Because it's like
settle this on your own.
Yeah, quietly.
Like, and then be like, can we just be done?
Yeah, go get drinks and be done.
Yeah.
I think the best bet, I think you two need to get involved. Like chicken fry.
Yes.
Just jump in.
Yes.
Like that's what she's. Yes. Everyone's trying to get.
What if we just called Dave Portnoy up?
Yeah.
Yes. And we'll meet him for pizzas.
Okay. He's on a beach somewhere, so I don't know if he can make it here.
Tea by the sea. So we'll meet him.
If we have to get closure for Aaron.
Yeah.
Right.
But I would appreciate it.
We will move on. Okay. Now that we're all in bad moods, let's fight about one more thing. Should we or should we not break our promise from last week where we said we're not doing any more beanie battles? Hear me out. Hear me out. There's snow coming on Friday, and this beanie could come in handy.
I know, but we said it's the end.
I know we said it's the end. If you want it to be the end, we can do something else coming up. But this is what I'm saying. But like,
no.
What if somebody's out there? What if we save just one? Like, there's one person who on Friday's like, oh no, my ears. And then like we come in next week and like one of our news or nope stories is that person in Aurora who had to have both of their ears amputated because they were too cold.
Okay.
And they were like, if only I had a beanie, everything would have been all right.
We can just do
everything.
It's too risky to not do.
Please, sir, can I have some?
Please, sir, may I have a beanie?
Why are you
and they're
doing
just
this
like,
voice?
I know everything about Slacker Show. But I don't have a beanie.
If I agree to do it, will you stop doing that voice?
I don't know.
Okay, yes, fine, let's do it. Because
do you have some questions?
I will
ready
be quick
for a beanie battle. All right. If you want a world exclusive and previously thought to be not available anymore, but thank to Mother Nature and her wrath that's coming, we're going to do one more beanie battle. Caller's number...
6-7
303-222-5423
Dude!
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Power your next journey with True North convenience stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
It's time for a beanie battle.
You said.
We're going to battle for a beanie. I think it's going to go great.
It's getting worse by the second.
Yeah. Today, you got us callers.
Quite right. Right, pop, pop and all that.
You guys, I said you would stop.
Right, we'll stop when we're dead. Will you can draw this action from my dead gold
hands? I could go for a pint.
Right.
I'm rewatching The Boys, and so Butcher has that like, I think you better stop it. Alright, Chris?
Yes.
You are contestant number one. Let's find your match here. Christy?
Yay! Yay!
Yay! This is going to go swimmingly.
Yeah, it is.
Chris and Christy, first one to three or first one who gets anything. We really don't know the rules. We just know that there's
questions, and if I ask you a question, you get it wrong, your opponent can steal it.
Yes, they can. So Chris was number one here, or number six.
All right.
Of 6-7.
Right.
What's question one of?
Okay, question one, Chris. This is for you. There are two creators with the same name publicly feuding right now. What is that name?
Oh, you were just talking about him too.
Sure were. And they share a name, so if you listened at all.
I can't remember. It starts with an L if I remember right, but I don't think of it.
Okay.
Okay, Christy can steal.
Christy.
All right, I think I know it. It's Alex and Alex.
That's all right.
She has 1 point, and the next question is for her. We could be heading towards another skunkin'.
We could be. All right.
Right, could be a skunkin'. I'll have me some skunks, don't you think?
All right, Christy, ignore them. Your question is, the FAA is looking for a specific group of people to become air traffic controllers. Who are they looking for?
Gamers.
Oh!
Oh, my gosh. She didn't even wait for the end of the question. Chris, next question for you. Do not F this up, because if she steals it, it's over.
All right, Chris, this one's a little bit harder, but maybe you stand a chance. One member of the show really did not like Justin Bieber's Coachella performance. Who was that?
Was it Aaron?
Okay.
Yeah. Wow.
He's on the board, but this could be the game winner of a question for Christy.
Whoa.
The way she just said it.
I think that's the reason she wanted us to stop is because she...
The way you just... Do you understand? We're going to see if standards and practices let that go.
They're scrambling back there.
You don't know what...
For Christy.
For Christy is much clearer.
All right. A concert ticket lawsuit's verdict just came out. What was the concert company on trial?
Okay, so there's two parts to it, right, though? So it's Ticketmaster and Ticket Nation.
That is not correct. He can steal. What is the company?
Is it Ticketmaster and Live Nation?
There you go.
It is. From the jaws of defeat, he could win it on this question.
Oh my
gosh.
It's
a
bomb burner.
Okay, Chris. Guys, I don't feel great about this question, but Chris, what does YAI stand for?
It's like somebody messed up and was trying to say yes and hi and got them mixed up, and now it's YAI.
Oh, sorry, you didn't say it at the beginning, so I didn't think he was going to get it.
Oh, my God. He was.
Yeah.
Okay, Chris, here's the thing.
What a valiant return.
Christy, in the water.
Christy, we're going to give you one of our blem ones. We've got ones that are just scratched, bumped, and dented. It's got some moth holes in it.
No.
Tiak has worn it. Yeah, he's worn it to mow.
You know what? That's a great second place prize.
We're going to give you a damn beanie. Hang on.
Great.
All right, that could have been the last one, but it might not be. Listen next Wednesday to find out.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union Studios. Don't settle for a checking account that doesn't earn interest. Open a Boost interest checking account at Belco Credit Union. Membership eligibility required.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
It's other people's problems. OPP is the abbreviation for it. You can get them all on the Odyssey app.
That's A-U-D-A-I-P. I was thinking of water. A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Okay, what's happening today?
Today we have...
Wait, you sounded like one of those...
Today we have Cora, and she is trying to kind of shake a coworker off of her.
Okay, let's see if she's having a cocktail or something right
now.
Water! Cora?
Yai.
Sounds like you're pretty dry here. Okay, so what's your problem?
Well, I have a lot in my life, but okay. This one's the main one bugging me recently. A coworker of mine has been going through just a really tough time personally. Hmm. Unfortunately, her mother just passed away unexpectedly.
Okay, that sucks.
Yeah, it's really hard for her, and unfortunately, it's something that I went through a few years ago. So I can relate.
Sorry.
Thank you. I appreciate it. But I gave her my information because I just felt like, you know, that was the right thing to do. Console her, help her. And I told her, hey, give me a call if you ever want to talk, if you need to cry.
But just real quick, were you friend? Like, if you were giving her a number, you weren't close before this, but you just heard this? Or how
does... Yeah, So I work in a small office space. So we're not really close friends, but when she came in crying, you know, I went up to her and I was just like, what's wrong? And she told me the story. So I felt horrible because she actually doesn't have any family nearby. So I wanted to just be that person for her, you know, like knowing how much support and love I had when my mom passed.
Yeah.
And so I was just trying to do the right thing. I had, you know, all good intentions.
That's great of you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Only now, you're not going to think I'm so great when I tell you that I kind of wish I could take it back.
Why? Why? Why would you do that?
So this weekend alone, she called me 4 times. She sent so many text messages, I can't even count them. And... you know, the first few text messages I ignored. Then I would write back to her and be like, hey, I'll get back to you, with hopes she would kind of catch the hint. And she never did. And she kept texting.
Yeah, But I thought you wanted to help her. I mean, I know she's doing a lot, but did you do anything? Did you help her a little and now she's just won't stop? Or?
Yeah, listen, when this all happened, I had lunch with her at work. I sat with her at her desk. We had text exchanges. It's not that I'm just trying to go cold turkey on her. But, you know, there comes a point where, especially that we're not, like, BFF, I thought she'd kind of cool it. But now she's leaning into me more and more. And she's been texting me about going to lunch. And I don't think she means just once. Like, I think she really wants this to be an ongoing thing. And she's like, I can't believe how connected we are. I feel like I know you forever. And all this stuff. And I'm just... honestly trying to live my life, and still after 3 years put the pieces back together in my own life after my mom's passing. So it's kind of like opening up the wound, and I feel like I'm reliving it in a sad way. So it's actually like hurting me emotionally.
Do you feel like your coworker doesn't have anyone close to her, like
friends,
she kind of a
at all
solo gal?
So she's solo here. Like she moved here not long ago. Her mom was sick back home, but you know, she got job opportunities. She moved here. She wanted like a fresh start. She had a bad breakup, whatever. So she really is alone here. She has an emotional support system at home, but she can't take time off right now more than she has. So like, I'm trying to just be that person close by, but it's getting a little out of hand. And at this point, I've been at my job for over a decade. I don't want to leave.
That's an option in your brain though? Like, it's that bad that you would leave?
I mean, look, I was more than happy to put out this gesture and do the right thing. But I never thought she would take me up on it like this. And the way she's been kind of pinging my phone, the thought crossed my mind. I'm like, am I leaving this place? But
like
in all seriousness, I can't. So I'm like, how do I get myself out of this mess if I can't leave my job?
Okay. Well, maybe you're doing it right now. Just talking about on the radio should do it.
Yeah. I guess so, but I don't know. Like, has anybody else in the world been in this situation? What do I do? What's best practice? And how do I not screw up, like, what's happening in the office? Because it's like a small office. It's not like I can avoid her.
Those are all great questions. And 303-222-5423 if you want to sound off. I think there's two parts of this. There's one where I think a lot of people can relate, where somebody really wants to be your friend and you're just like, not really accepting applications for that right now. So if you have advice on how to like gently let somebody down, but then there's the other side is that sort of obligation because of, you don't have an obligation to her, but you know what I mean? You can't just, whatever the answers are to push a friend off, you kind of have to treat that with kid gloves because this, you went to her. Like you started it.
But I do think that sometimes you like start making a friend and you're like, and then you're like, oh, maybe we don't connect the way I thought we would. Clearly she's doubling down the other way, which is a problem, but you're her coworker.
But you cannot be like brick wall to someone who just lost their mom who has no other support.
I know, but was it just, sounds like it's been a little bit.
It's been a little bit for Cora, but
it's been a few weeks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't.
You know what I mean? I'm like,
you're going to be the second loss in her life. I know, but you're not. But she is fully, what's the word? Like imprinting on Cora. Do you know what I mean?
She's just
like, because I miss my mom and you're all I got.
And that's, has she made any, does it seem like she could be a friend event when she's healed a little more, or like you haven't even gotten there yet? It seems like it's just mom talk, which I understand if it's
mom talk.
I'll be honest
with you. I mean, I'm a nice person and I would help out anybody, but I wouldn't have made the approach if she was somebody that I felt like I couldn't have in my life. So like in her defense, you know, I don't know her super well because she's new. I'm trying to give her the benefit of the doubt that she is going through this tragedy. It was really unexpected. So, like, yes, in a different world, do I think we could be friends? Yes.
Yeah.
Do I think like she's kind of ruining that for us right now?
Nothing is more off-putting than desperation.
Like social cues. I don't know. It's just like social cues.
Yeah.
You know, it's like if you text somebody five times and they don't get back to you, or if they're like, hey, I'll call you back when I can, you don't keep texting them, right?
Yeah, that's your cue to like, wait for me.
Correct.
Wait for me.
Correct.
Yeah.
So I feel a little weird about it.
Please, you're allowed to call if you think Cora's a bad person, but I don't think she is. Like,
I don't think you're a bad person, but I think maybe this is a warning to us all to be careful who you befriend, which is a horrible way to live.
But when somebody's in need and they have nobody else, the right thing to do is to be the person.
Well, and once you're in like dead parent club, you do want to help out others.
There's a difference between helping and then being like a crutch 24/7.
Yeah. Support.
Yeah. Cora, we're going to get you some advice. Aaron and I have each lost parents in our lives. So can we just keep your number on file?
Hey, do you want to go get lunch? Oh my
God. Hang on, Cora. We're not going to add to the problem. Hang on. You can't shake this woman off. Like,
but you have to in some way. She's considering leaving her job.
I know. You're the worst person in the world. It's like being married and it's like, till death do us part. Oh, wait, you have cancer?
Oh, hold on.
But she didn't make that obligation. She didn't take a vow.
Right.
She didn't, but like she kind of did.
She's
like,
herself.
I'm here for you. Wait, not that much.
Under these circumstances.
Yes.
Like, she did know kind of what. Don't get involved. You guys
do not get involved. That's also, it's too late.
Isn't it on the coworker to be like, I'm not reading the cues? And also, when someone comes to you and is like, I'm here for you, you take them up on it a little, but you don't go, and then every weekend, we're going to spend every day together.
but she just lost her mom.
And I know.
You can understand, especially if she was close with her mom, like you maybe should have offered her help 6 more weeks. Like let her heal. You know what I'm saying?
Because she's so broken. She was broken. Going through this alone, and then she had no one to get to the 6 week point.
I know. But you cannot, I'm just saying, you cannot be mean to this woman now.
There's a difference between being mean and like setting a boundary.
Not to that person. They're going to take it as mean. I agree with you. She can do something healthy, but that person going to be like, oh, so here I am losing somebody else in my life.
Mm-hmm. Or it's just like,
and it's my fault.
Yes.
I drove you away.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Dude, thank you for getting it.
But what if
it's also too late. Stop saying that. All right. Cora needs to unfriend a non-friend, but without breaking her even further, if that's possible. 303-222-5423.
It's not your problem. It's theirs. The Slacker Show's OPP. 303-222-5423. Alice
1059. We're trying to help Cora. Is there a reaction on text? Because it feels like people might not like her. She found out a coworker lost her mom, and the coworker was very upset. So she was like, let me know if I can help. Here's my number, which is all good person things.
Very nice, yeah.
People are split. It's like, sounds like she wanted to get praise for offering to help.
No, I don't think she did. She wanted to help.
Yeah, and the other one's just saying like maybe she could tell her. But this is opening up things.
So what happened is like she made that offer and now it's just like this woman is like a stage 5 clinger and just like Cora is like her lone source of support. Hey, now that we had lunch, let's go have drinks. Let's meet on the weekend. And it's like,
right. I'm going to call you every time I'm feeling sad. Maybe I can text when you're trying to be out in the world. Yeah.
So how does she stop helping?
It's also having Cora, it's kind of reopening some of the wounds because she also lost her mother. So she is, right. And exactly. She's feeling like, I kind of am reliving all this and I'm not in the mood for it.
I don't want to my life isn't defined by losing my mother.
Yeah.
Anymore. Because Cora's further along.
Right.
Correct.
But then what better person to offer
advice? Okay. Patrick?
Yai.
What do you think?
So, I want to super preface this, that this woman is a gem, is an angel. But people need to be so careful with the, oh, I'm here for you. Anything you need, you just let me. I'm speaking on the person that is the psycho and that took it too far. I went through some very traumatizing things, and I heard those comments all the time. Being someone that never reached out for anything, and then I started taking it too far.
You started asking people for stuff.
Yep, anything, and it's anything. And you need dinners, you need to talk, you need to text. So I did. Oh. And I got to tell you, being cut loose from those people hurt more than the thing I was going through.
Oh. Yeah, because they said, awful. I'll be
and
there.
I know that I took it too far, and I know that I leaned into people way too much. But I got to tell you, all those promises and all those thoughts and prayers and well wishes, when they were taken away because I was told, oh, anything you need, anything. Oh, please, let me know.
But Patrick,
what else do you say?
But you, like, listen, I understand. But like you now that you're through it, you understand that they were just saying what they thought. And like you took it too far. Like they're not bad. Totally. And you weren't bad for asking.
Like, if you're taking them up on their offer.
Right, and they're not bad for going like, ooh, I didn't mean that much. Like,
I went from a very compartmentalized internal person to finally someone's like, hey, it's okay if you ask for help. So I let loose on that. And then when it started being taken away, man, that stung. That stung hard.
Oh, man.
I'm so sorry.
So Cora wasn't doing anything wrong, but like you do have to get a gut check,
right?
And go, what am I really prepared to do?
Right, because it's kind of the knee jerk is anything you need, but that doesn't necessarily mean
within reason. Because like my weekends are pretty packed,
right?
And I'm not going to answer your call at 2 a.m.
Set a boundary at first, like, hey, like, you know, I'll check in with you in a couple of weeks and like see how you're doing, or
I'll check in with you.
Card, or, it's actually, you know, good. Set those boundaries.
I'd love to check in with you. Hope that's okay.
Wow, Patrick.
Yeah. Wow. Insightful.
Thank you for sharing that, dude. That yeah. I mean, that means
yeah.
a lot.
Yeah, and I hope you're doing okay.
And she's an angel. She's a gem. She's
player.
A hard
she's a gem. But. Dude, you're so cool. I would say we'd be there for you, but I'm afraid you'd take it too
you
far.
Need, man.
Don't do that. Oh, my God. Brenda?
Yay.
Yay.
What do you think?
I don't think that Cora was sincere in her when she went and approached this woman, because if she has limitations, it's like, okay, well, I'm going to be there for you for right now. But, and if she already knew that she didn't have anybody, I mean, I just lost my mom a year ago and I had family, but if I didn't, I would hope that that person was sincere. So now that Cora has limitations, like, well, I'm here right now, but there's a limitation.
It's just so
I don't
hard.
Know. It bothered me.
I know it's so hard when you put it that way, because I'm like, but everyone has limitations. I don't want to spend all my time with you three.
Right. But it's like, we're here for you. And it's like, as soon as you start going, oh, well, I'm coming over this weekend, it's like, oh.
I have stuff going on.
I
want to be alone.
I almost felt like she did it because she felt obligated to do it, but that's. Now
I just don't
saying,
think any,
well, there's, you know,
nobody, yeah. Thank you for the call. I don't think anybody thinks it through when you go, I'm here for you. Mm-hmm. You don't think to go within reason. Cause you
but
think,
isn't the within reason unsaid,
like right.
implied. Sorry.
It is.
It is unsaid clearly, yeah.
But like, Dave, AKA Dr. Phil.
Yay.
What do you think?
Well, there's a few levels to this. So whenever you tell somebody, yeah, I'm here for you, yeah, they're going to automatically assume that you mean you're there for anything they need because you want to help them out. You cannot answer the phone. You can slow roll it a little bit to where you can breathe, but you're still helping them. It's hard. Especially
is the right answer to go... I'm here for you within reason. Do you have to actually say,
you
like,
don't be weird about it.
Don't, but yeah. Like I lost my mom too, but if you bug me, then I'm not going to be helpful. Thank you, Dr. Phil. Heather?
Yay.
What do you think?
So there's a couple of different ways to approach this situation, I would think. A being, you know, I lost my mom too, and like it comes in waves.
Yeah.
It does. And like one day you're absolutely devastated. And the next day you're, you know, jogging in the park, you know, watching birds. So it's.
Yeah. And then there's just some random Tuesday that meant something to her. Or you go by a lilac bush and you're like, my mom loved lilacs. And then you're just like a wreck again. Mm. It sucks.
The tulips. Yeah. My mom loved tulips. And I'm seeing them sprout everywhere and I break down in tears.
Yep.
But if she expresses that like kind of notion towards her coworker, like, hey, this is going to come in waves. I can't be there for you all the time. But hey, maybe every second Sunday of the month, we meet up, go to a farmer's market and talk about it, because mental health is very important in this country right now.
Yeah.
And having somebody to talk to is very important. So maybe she just addresses it like, hey, I'll meet up with you every third Saturday.
I like
Sunday
that.
Or something.
You set the boundary.
Yeah. You go, let's have a running date. And we just check in.
And that running date is not every week.
Right. It's like every month.
And then I'll check it. Thank you, Heather. That's probably the answer.
I like it.
Her phone was about to explode.
But, I like that answer.
And then the other thing that was very smart was like, I'll check back. Like,
yeah.
You say the communication is going to come from me.
Yeah. I'll reach out for our next thing.
Any other advice you have? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
You guys, I need to call a family meeting.
Oh, no.
I know.
Oh.
I know. I'm sorry. I didn't even give you, like, any heads up.
Oh.
I didn't know anyone else could do that. I thought only I could call the family meetings.
I didn't know either, and
that's
then I just
not
did.
Not a family.
Dictatorship.
Shut up. But, like, you know what I'm saying. Like, no, has anyone else ever called one?
I don't think so.
You've called one on behalf of us. Because, like, when I said that my sister died, you called it.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. Yeah, I did call a family. Mm. But so, yeah. Okay.
But this is, Erica, you're the one with, like, the aversion to family meetings.
I know.
So it had to take a lot to get you here.
It did.
Okay.
We need to have a serious talk.
Okay.
And I'm actually looking only at Slacker.
Why?
And at Aaron.
Oh.
Yes. All right, go on.
Yeah. Guys, you got to figure out how to deal with the shared calendar. It has gotten out of control.
Yes. Preach.
It's like every time either of you have a personal thing going on, we all get two notifications.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
One because you scheduled it, and the other because you realized you put it on our shared calendar.
Maybe I want you to know about it.
Erica's the new dictator. Put her in.
Yeah.
Okay. Couple things.
And I'm not even going to start with what you put on the calendar today.
Well, that one was a joke.
The new one that I'm doing in a couple days?
Allegedly.
A week or so from now. Whatever. Yeah. The laminating machine one?
Right.
Yeah.
Of something below belt?
Yeah.
Literally?
Okay. So,
did you need a ride to that or is that not? Yeah. I'm sorry.
No, I need a ride to the one before that, though. Okay. But I can't ask. We'll talk about that later.
I could take you.
Can we talk about it later?
Sure.
I mean, we can talk. No. Okay.
This
but like,
is a family meeting. It's
here's
right.
the point. Here's the what? Point. I have an excuse. Okay. Here is my excuse.
Okay.
We had an off-air family meeting, which this one should be as well, where we were like, there's so much crap coming up that we need a shared calendar amongst us.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So
some of those things are my fault.
Most
like getting married,
yeah, and like there's little things, and then bachelorette parties, and then like getting my hair did.
No, that's like, where I have the problem. We don't need a shared calendar for when you get your hair did.
No, but sometimes like if you need to leave the show a few minutes earlier, you need to be a little bit late. You go get my hair did. Maybe like those aren't on there yet.
That one doesn't feel like it falls. Into
sometimes it should though. If we have things that we're supposed to do.
Like, there's a certain late doctor's appointment that might affect something. That one, sure.
Okay, guys.
But here's my point. Okay. Here's what I was going to say. I created the TSS, the Slacker Show group calendar.
Mm-hmm.
Having done that, it's sort of like on my phone, it's like kind of taken over. It's like, hey, man, you probably don't care about the Michael calendar anymore, right? So just as whenever I'm somewhere and they're like, I'm on the phone with the people who are going to put a needle in my back.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, can you do third? And I'm like, and I type it and I just go. And
are
I'm like,
you only scheduling them on your phone? Because it only happens to me when I'm scheduling something on my laptop.
It happens anywhere I do. It's just
never
become.
Never schedules anything on my laptop.
I've
sometimes
done
it's easier for me because I have the text in front of me on my phone and then I just match it.
But like for you, it must have happened as well. It's become my default calendar.
Yep.
I don't want it to be my default calendar. I don't want you to know when I'm doing those things down below.
With the lamination machine.
Yes.
But, we have a separate calendar.
Right.
But I'm like, so my excuse is I created it. I understand why my phone is doing it. But in my defense... The things that I have put on there, other than the things to my nether region, you do need to know. Like, there's a day I'm getting my back stabbed. It may affect the show that day.
Right.
Like, I...
You'll stab us in the back after that.
So, yeah. I mean, that's
you're kind of like Dr. Frankenstein. It's like, you created the monster, and now it's come to get you.
Does that make Aaron... Mrs. Frankenstein?
That makes Aaron like the weird Igor dude who just stands there and just like, yes, master. Like, I have a psychology appointment. Like, you're putting things on there.
It was an accident because it's become my default. And when it comes to the laptop, I'm trying to do like a pretend one.
Oh, God, here we go with the notifications again.
But no, it like the calendar color, it only shows the color and I don't look to change it. Mm. And so...
So change it to a color that's not pleasing to your eye, so like you know red. It's the wrong color.
Yeah, I actually did just change to red.
We won't see that. Yeah. It's only on your machine.
No, I know that, but I'm saying I've done that to
prevent
it.
What do you want to happen, Princess? I'm sorry.
I just want some accountability.
Yeah, I do kind of jump up when I get a notification. Right. And then it's gone, and it's like, what, did I miss it or what? And it's like, no, it's just Slacker.
It's not me. Right. I don't delete them. I leave them up. Yeah, I double down. But Aaron is putting up like, get things touched.
Right. Do you guys want me to put smear appointments on there? Or
I know.
That's the show.
No.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Something really weird is happening in my life right now. Really weird and really awesome, but really weird.
You made a face. like there was a piece of spoiled ground beef under your nose while you were talking about it, like something really, like you were really. Like,
I don't know if I love what's happening or I hate what's happening.
Is it any of us?
No, it's nothing to do with any of you. Right. You are all in the clear.
I could feel the energy coming from Hack over there. He's like, does she know about the upper decker? Never mind. Okay.
Oh my God.
Shut up.
Isn't that a poop thing?
Shut up. Okay.
You've actually been to his house, so you would have had to have done it to him. Okay. He would have to come to your house to do one there.
That's disgusting.
Has he been at your house?
Nope. No one will go to this home.
But
it's awful.
Dane and I bonded over our matching bidets.
Oh, that's right. They have the same one.
Yeah.
Same. Your man's a bidet man?
Yeah, and I just don't use it.
I was going to ask, why are you saying
don't?
They?
What the hell is wrong with you? Why do you not use? Because you're afraid. I just
don't need like water shot up at me.
But it's not. It's not. Oh, Erica.
Everyone listening does.
Oh,
everyone.
My God.
I'm just saying this. Hack, you can't say that. Because we don't have those parts. Like,
true.
Okay.
So, does your wife like it?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe AHAC should tell her. Because, like,
okay. We don't
I tell
really.
My boyfriends, my male friends. Oh. dude, you gotta.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
this is also the single craziest tangent we've ever gotten.
No, but
on.
It's so good.
No, I but, mean, like, what? Okay, continue.
I just. Hack
They're
sold me.
They're worth it, yeah.
Hack sold me on.
You like a bidet?
Oh, I love a bidet.
Here's the thing. Like, this is the greatest sale. Like, I'm not a salesperson. He's not a salesperson. Mm-mm. But I just kept going, dude, that's crazy. It's cold water. It's not going to feel good. Blah, blah, blah. And he's like, hey, man.
No, I know.
If you got poop on your arm, would you just wipe it off? And it's like, God, no. And he's like, ta-da.
I want that on my tombstone. I want to be known as that guy.
You've said that to many people. I've heard that more than once
from
you.
But it's so true. It's like, oh, my God, no. I'd wash it with, like, lots of high-pressure mm-hmm. water. And yes. It's like... Ta-da! This is high pressure water, right? This is laser focused. And you're just like,
yeah.
Woo! And it's coming at you so fast that it doesn't feel cold.
I agree. Yes.
I think that's nice. Why it doesn't feel it cold because it's like, pow!
It does feel cold, but you get used to it.
I don't think so. God, there's something interesting Erica wanted to say.
Oh, there is,
we
there
just
is.
Gotta go.
Yeah.
This is three quarters of the Slacker Show for bidets. Try one or. Keep being stupid.
Yeah, keep being dirty.
Keep having a dirty, poopy butt.
Okay.
Erica.
I don't even know if God. I want to get into
dirty,
what
poopy
I want to
butt,
get into.
Erica. That is your new name.
This is the craziest thing that has ever happened in my time on the show. May I continue with
you
the
may,
other
but
thing?
Can you just talk and like, I'm not going to be involved because I have to text Dane and go, bro. We're
the
in
fact,
the club.
The fact
bonded,
that you have one too at
dude,
your
this
house.
Makes me so
it's
happy.
Like Jerry went onto the toilet. Like it's not. Not.
That's how you. That's unless you bought the toilet that has it. That's
I want to do that.
No, it's not worth it. That's like $1,000 toilet, and it's not worth it. I mean,
I don't know. There's no money that's too much when it comes to cleaning my butt. I think. You know
do
what?
We need to come
that's
back
my head
for my thing. Or
I think we're gonna get to your thing. We just need to say one more time, for the love of all that is holy, shoot water at your butt. It,
mm-hmm.
Woo! It's even refreshing. There are times where I'm like, I didn't even poop. But I'm just like, I just need a little pick-me-up.
No. I also need to know anything about any of this.
I'm like, I've had too much caffeine today. What else can I do? I know.
I'm
okay.
Really unhappy.
Anybody else want to say anything else before we close this?
No, I'm regretting bringing it up. She does seem unhappy.
Okay. Anyway, what did you want to talk about?
Okay. What did I want? I don't even know what I wanted to talk about. Okay,
oh,
I remember.
You remember now? Okay, I'll
remember.
Stop the bidet.
Okay. Are you going to do it again? I'm kind
no,
of nervous.
No, hands up.
All right. All of my closest friends have been in a group chat without me up until this morning.
Okay.
And it's really freaking me out. Now, this morning I was added to it, and they all feel... This is for my bachelorette
party. Are
you
able to see the history?
No.
Okay.
Oh.
And it feels like... They're all conspiring.
Mm-hmm. And you don't like that feeling.
It feels weird to have your sisters, your high school best friends, your college best friends, and then your like post-grad life best friends.
All of them.
All in the same chat.
And how long do you think this group chat's been going on?
I do not know.
But it's been weeks, if not months.
It's been probably weeks.
And they probably got a few inside jokes.
Right. And then they all started sending the worst photos of me that they have. Like the funniest, some of them, you will never, ever see the light of
day.
We're
going to need to get access to that group chat.
Mm-hmm. No, but imagine like it's all of us and then I don't know how to do it. It's like if the three of you started a group chat with like my old radio people who I'm close with. And then I'd be like,
I've been in a situation like
you're
this.
You're out and we start a group chat with every co-host you've ever had. It would be awkward, but how would you feel?
It feels a little different though because of the reasoning.
Well, yeah,
the reasoning, I understand.
It's not that I feel
the emotion
mad.
Is still there though.
It's like scared. I'm scared of what they've done.
Because they've,
It's the people
and you,
who know you the most
coming
together and creating this like super orb.
And they've,
but it's about you because they love you. Why would they hurt you?
No, it's not about, it's not like they're hurting me. It's not like,
it's just, I understand.
It's just like, oh no, don't tell too many stories.
Yes. Like there's like a weird.
Yeah. There's too much knowledge.
I understand that.
And as the photos of you are coming in, it's not like you can then send photos embarrassing of them. It's just all about one way. Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, like I could, but everyone feels, would be like,
I know it's not bullying, but it kind of feels like almost bullying.
It's not. I don't think the funny photos just started funny and then. took a turn. I have a lot of chins and a lot of them.
I totally understand what you're saying. And you're not crazy. It hurts.
It's not hurtful.
It's not hurtful, but it stings a little bit. You're just like.
Like, would you be nervous to have us in a chat with like your kids and your closest friends and you didn't know what we were saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like. You guys talking to like Chad, Josh, Ben, like Aaron does it. Aaron's got like Chad's number and it's like, and she's like, oh, that was Chad. I'm like, nope.
It's been a while since I've reached out to him.
I don't like that.
I don't like it.
It's
And now after this, they're all going to be bonded forever.
Forever. Bonded. And they have the ability to just open up this other chat.
Yep.
Even while you're all hanging out, there might just be.
God forbid they become friends.
No, I mean, I love it. Like at the wedding, when you reunite with all the girls from the Bachelorette trip on the dance floor, then what about after that?
They stay friends and then they can hang out and then
each other.
What's the problem with that?
It'd be really weird.
Yeah. Without her? Yeah.
You know what it's like? It's
good or
like,
bad?
It's like when you went over to T-Hack's house.
Oh my God.
Mm.
And I'm just like, what are they talking? What is the one thing that you guys definitely have in common?
I don't think we talked about you.
Yeah. It's not the bidet. I was banging on the door. Come on.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. the power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces, like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobo-pedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Power your next journey with True North convenience stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you've got spring fever, Lowe's has the cure. During SpringFest, make your landscape stand out with three free bags of Miracle-Gro 3/4 cubic foot garden soil when you buy three. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances to keep clothes, food, and dishes fresh all season long. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/22 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
What you say? You want to talk about toilets more?
No.
We had a good, spirited discussion about bidets recently, and there is yet another story. There is toilet tech out there that I want to get the read of the room,
okay,
the read of the listeners, whether or not you do this. There is a camera you can put into your toilet bowl, and it analyzes your ones and twos to give you information on your hydration, your diet, your gut health. It can help you find things like diabetes, kidney problems, instead of like constantly going to the doctor. Preventative health is the key. Like you don't want to go to the doctor when there's already something wrong if you can catch it before there's something wrong, right?
Yeah. Sure. When I've got a tummy ache, I know I've got a tummy ache.
I know, but this will tell you, hey man, this particular tummy ache, yeah.
Like, I just don't know that a camera is going to be like, that urine looks a little dehydrated.
It will. It'll be like, that's pretty dark.
It could probably gauge the color within it if there's too much toxins or something.
I don't know
that it could see that. Like, it's not going to be like, according to your urine stream, you're pregnant.
But I think maybe that's the next step, is there'll be a little sensor in there too. So it's like, this holy hell.
A reusable sensor would be dope.
Yeah, and you dip it in the...
You guys, I'm not. I can't.
You can't. But so at some point, what if you did have health issues and they're like, we need a stool sample. Like, you're going to have to give it to them.
I would rather have a camera up my butt.
No, it's not up. It's pointing down. It's not watching it. It's not watching it on the way out. It's just in the bowl, right?
But shouldn't it see all of it if it's really going to analyze? Doesn't it need to know all of the...
Any other word?
Did he do that on purpose?
No.
I didn't. Spell it. Don't. What do you mean? So up and down? Shoot up and down?
Yeah, wouldn't that be part of it? Is seeing... What are we talking about?
I don't know.
I'm just asking the question.
The exit strategy, like, isn't it?
I am asking the room and listeners, 303-222-5423, would you be interested in this? I 100% would. Like I've talked about it, I want to do the like Function Health or Super... companies that do... like your blood work, and they check a whole bunch of blood markers that you don't check. Like when you just go to your doctor, they go, check their CBC and their like A1C, and they tell you your cholesterol, but like you can get a billion other things checked. This is a billion and two things checked.
I just,
Like, you get two more. Like, I'm not being, I promise I'm not doing this for the poopy value. It's two more things. It tells you a little bit about your gut health.
And I just don't know that a camera can do it.
Well, because it does have a sensor. It's kind of like the Aura Ring, to be honest. It's just measuring different things.
Yeah. What do you mean?
But that's what, do you actually make changes from the information that you are given?
You should.
It's like, because you all wear Apple Watches. You wear an Aura Ring. You do too, right? Yeah. Like, have you seen something on the Aura Ring and then gone, oh, I guess I need to
100%
do that? And like what?
Get more steps.
What would that be? Yeah. Okay, get more steps.
But hydrate more.
Okay.
Eat earlier.
Okay.
Like, I can tell when I'm like, oh, let's just, we're running late. We have meetings with clients after work, whatever. And then I run home and I grab some Taco Bell and then I eat and then I go lay down. My sleep number is like, I'm like a 70. Even if I sleep 8 hours, it's like, and you're like, can't do that anymore. Or I come home late and I'm like, don't eat. Yay, I learned that, but I don't hydrate. My sleep number's low. It's like, get hydrated to the gills before you go to bed.
Okay.
And then but you those, have to wake up and pee.
Those are all things
right,
we already know.
Right, and then it checks your pee. It would be so dope to have it go like, whoa, way to go. A little thing.
Don't you already know those things?
Yeah.
Drink more water, take more steps, don't eat Taco Bell right before bed.
But you,
like, I need a camera in my toilet to tell me that.
Get the physical evidence of it, to have your sleep, like, because then you.
For me, my sleep scores have always been 90 plus, and I have never felt more.
Shut up.
I'm not joking. I love sleep. I'm great at sleeping. But my recovery is trash, and it's because of my anxiety throughout the day. So I was able to figure that out and try to adjust.
I don't think the toilet camera is going to talk to you about your anxiety.
No, it's about gut health for sure.
Yeah.
My toilet camera would definitely talk to me about Taco Bell.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.
9.
I have boundary issues.
We're aware.
Yeah. In what way?
I think I put up maybe too many.
With us?
Yes.
Interesting. Mm. Do you feel like you know everything about us and we don't know everything about you?
It would be that way if I had any retention whatsoever. You guys tell me more than I tell you, but I just don't have the capacity to store anything. But I do, yes, probably.
Oh, good. So glad we share.
No, but it's so much better because then you could tell me a story again, like in a month, and I'll be like, oh, really?
Okay.
Like, it's so fun. Like, every time you tell me something, I'll be so excited to hear it.
You can just lie to him.
Yeah.
That's what I've been doing.
Yeah. So I have two things going on right now. One is a medical thing.
Mm-hmm.
I have to get poked in the back. I've talked about it for a long time, and it's come up on the show a bunch. Some weird little compression of a disc. It's like squishing out.
Yeah.
There's a side issue. I'm way overdue for a colonoscopy.
Dude. We've also talked about this a lot recently, and all we do is encourage you to do it.
Right. Here's where the boundary issue comes in. I would need someone to drive me home.
From both.
From both.
Can they do them same time?
While you're down there. No, I do believe back specialists and butt specialists are different people.
Got it.
But like... Aaron has definitely offered.
Yeah.
You too have offered it,
mm-hmm.
Erica. But I don't think I want you to do... Like, what's wrong with me that I don't want you to do it? Like, the butt one?
the butt one, I can understand not wanting Aaron and I to come get you.
It's not because of the butt. It's because of the propofol. And it's like... And Aaron will be mad when I say it. And she's refuted this on the air before. But like, you're kind of in a twilight state when you come out. And you can basically... CIA interrogator,
all
those people. Like, you can ask questions like, hey, what happened on the night of July 24th? And it's like, I ate the last egg roll. And it'd be like, Erica's mad. Like, it's like, so I don't know that I want any of you to do it.
And for the record, I would not do that. I think that is gross to take advantage of someone like that. I have picked
but you're
my
the most
up
curious
from,
person I've ever met.
Yes.
She might ask some leading questions.
In a normal situation, I would never take advantage of someone like that.
I kind of believe her.
Do you really believe her?
Yeah, but I still think you should pick me to pick you up.
For my butt stuff?
No. Do you want me to really psychoanalyze you?
Yeah, I do.
Do you think you don't want us to pick you up because you really just wish you had a significant other to pick you up?
No.
Okay, well then my psychoanalyzing is done.
Yes and no. because that brings me to the other thing that I've also talked about ad nauseum, but this is the last time I'm going to talk about it because I don't have any choice. I'm finishing a little part of my basement. I got to make some decisions on floors. Mm-hmm. Like, yes, I need carpet, I need tile. And it's like, I don't know what to do. And I've asked ChatGPT, and ChatGPT is like, get grayish. I don't even know what grayish is. It's like a grayish beige because I have like white walls and gray walls and brown trim. And it's like, I don't know what to do. And it's like, I just need help me hack. Could pretend there is no Angie. Okay. Would you make these decisions?
No, I would. Like, I would make terrible decisions. Yeah.
I don't think I should be trusted, but I also can't.
Leather couch, let's go.
I can't go on a date and go, hey, do you want to help me pick out tile? It's like so
you
crazy.
You can if you want to lock that person in for the next.
But like, then is it weird to ask you guys? Because then you're making decisions about my house. Is that too personal? Like,
the problem is I haven't been to your house, so I think I am not helpful.
I would say Erica would be the one to choose for that.
Because she's got a better eye for that?
Yeah.
My mom's an interior designer, so when I was young, I would go on a lot of jobs with her.
I think it would be a fun date idea, but the problem is with the date, with Erica, Aaron, anything, what if you don't like what they pick? And then you go, okay, thanks
for
your help.
Or what if they pick really expensive stuff and I'm like, no problem. And they're like, oh. Or if I go, oh, that's too expensive and I look cheap. Like, there's just a thing.
Yeah.
Well, like, when you go on a date. To us, but true. If you pick the highest one, we're going to go,
right. So I don't.
You're right. You can gain insight, not even meaning to gain insight into your personal life. But let us in.
You also don't have to buy anything on the spot. It's just
but I need
ideas.
To buy stuff on the spot. Like, I am at a point where I need to, like, go tonight or in the next few nights. I got to buy this stuff. I need to get my butt checked. I need to get my back stabbed.
And you need to get your room
and I need to get
finished.
Tile and carpet. Is there anyone?
If you're skilled in two out of the three,
okay,
at least text in
303-222-5423. Or do I just walk into a store and go, help me? My walls are white and gray and my trim is like.
They're not going to be able to help you with the butt stuff, though.
Oh, my God. You know who could help me?
Who?
What? Isn't the Mighty Millions house professionally decorated?
Yes.
It is.
There you go.
Yeah.
So don't they have a professional decorator on staff?
They must.
At some point they had one, yeah.
They definitely wouldn't mess it up.
They wouldn't be able to help me with the other two problems.
Definitely not.
Well, they might be able to pick me up from Panorama.
You would trust the professional decorator from Mighty Millions
100%
more than one of us?
Because here's the deal. The Mighty Millions house is in Winter Park.
It is in Winter Park, yeah.
My backstabbing is in Golden.
And we don't know where the butt stuff is yet.
I have not. Boy, are we combining a lot of things. Here's the thing. If you want to win the Mighty Millions house, you do not have to pick me up at doctor's appointments. But you could win a $3 million grand prize show home decorated by people smarter than the people in this room, landscaped.
Yep. Fully furnished.
Yep,
fully furnished. And $951,000 in bonus cash to help you cover the taxes.
That's pretty cool. But you have to get your ticket before Friday. If you
that
want.
Is to get into
oh
the...
Oh my gosh, you're right. No, you have a little time, but... There's
but
more reason.
Like, if you buy, the earlier you buy, the more stuff you can win.
Yeah, if you get your ticket by this Friday, then you have the chance to win a 2026 Mercedes-Benz CLE 300 convertible.
Plus an Iceland vacation, plus $37,900 in bonus cash for the taxes. Or you can go, nah, I don't need a car and a trip. I'll just take $100,000 in cash. But think about it this way. You buy it, you get a Mercedes-Benz CLE 300.
Right.
You're going to stylishly pick me up from all my appointments.
Oh, I like
and
that.
You're still eligible for the house, so maybe you stylishly drive up to the house.
Correct.
And help him look at the trim.
Right, and maybe you could drive me to other appointments that I'm not going to continue to mention because Mighty Millions Raffle helps benefit Children's Hospital Colorado.
Yes, they do.
All right, so if you want to buy a ticket to help me out with all of my appointments.
No.
Help the kids out.
Right. Buy your tickets today. Buy them before Friday at midnight to win the car and the Iceland trip. MightyMillionsRaffle.com.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I know I am supposed to be the smart, civil one.
Okay. Hold on.
Time out.
on.
Hold up.
The one closest to reality.
What are you?
Okay. I would argue I'm the closest to reality. Or maybe T-Hack.
Hold up.
No, not him.
Hold
not
on.
Him.
Maybe it's... we should have a show meeting off the air and talk about
well,
roles.
Let me finish who, telling you.
Okay.
No, you're gonna agree once I finish.
No chance yes. when you start where you started.
Because
zero chance. Go ahead.
I'm fully into woo-woo now.
That doesn't help
you
me.
You guys are all more woo-woo than I've been.
I'm me, not sure. I'm the woo-woo one.
Well, I think T-Hack's next, and then I'm after T-Hack a little bit.
T-Hack is woo-woo, crystal woo-woo, but I'm like medicine woo-woo. I'm woo-woo.
You are woo-woo.
Yeah, yeah. You're probably more. You do like the red light stuff, and you're into...
EMF, Matt. Yeah, lots of peptides.
Yeah, stuff that I don't
Have
know.
I told you guys about my shake plate? I got one of those.
You did? Do you love it? I love it.
I prove my point. I don't own any of this.
But hold on, Aaron. None of this makes us not smart. And what was the other one?
I didn't know the words that I used.
Civilized?
May I?
Yeah, do you want to do it?
303-222-5423. What?
I use the wrong adjectives, okay?
Like, it's like me starting on the radio going... As you all know, I'm the rational, sober one on the show who yeah. obviously lets everyone have an opportunity to speak their mm-hmm. mind uninterrupted.
We can all agree to that,
right?
About that.
As our baseline.
Yeah.
Right. Your beginning has me so tilted that I can't even congratulate you on the woo-woo waters, because yeah. well, damn, girl.
I know we've all agreed I'm the handsome one.
that just makes me feel sad.
I know we all agree I'm the really sane one. Yeah.
You know, never like anxious.
Yeah, really
I'm the
calm.
The grounded one.
Yeah.
The one you want in a foxhole.
Right. I don't even know
Guys,
what a foxhole
it's
gonna
is. It's going to be okay. Like, we're in war.
Right.
And you're the one cheering everybody on. Guys, this is nothing to worry about.
I see.
That's what you...
I've got anxiety as we speak, baby.
It's a rock.
Okay, so do you want to...
My point is that we have all been batshit crazy this week. Jeez. And it's because there's a new moon in just a couple of days.
Thank God.
So that's the reason
yes.
we're... Like, because we are...
I have been so, like... I have a lot of strong emotions, and I have been so just like, I don't want to feel anything anymore. And it's not depression, not this one, but like the new moon.
Okay.
Especially for
Aries. She is pulling
Aries.
Out of it. She yeah. is a little bit. Yeah, she started.
No, it's a different vibe.
Yeah.
You can tell the difference
yeah,
for sure.
For sure.
It's been a weird week. I was asleep yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were going to have a meeting.
Right. Right. I was, yeah. And I'm going to blame the moon. I'm going to go moon.
No, you were something.
I was fighting for my life.
It was, but it's,
quietly.
Can I just say,
sure.
I kind of liked her.
Okay, because I wouldn't fight back
no,
with you because I wasn't
no,
awake.
No, you still fought back. It was interesting. Like, and I've been super argumentative that I thought was like the steroids I was on or something, but I don't think it's that. I think it's got to be the moon.
Got to be the moon.
It's the moon. The new moon.
So,
anything weird with you, T-Hack?
No, I don't think. That's why you're throwing this wee word
well,
around.
No, so that's why it was more prevalent with Aries. The three of us are Aries, Hack, you're a Taurus. You've got something else coming. Anything that comes to you right now is meant to show you where you start, where you need to start over or start fresh. You tend to be stubborn, so try to stay open. But Aries was like, possible old wounds have arisen, and you might feel confused, challenged, even disheartened.
I am so much of all those things.
Yes, same.
That like, my buddy, Coffee Juan, even today, is just like, he walked in, he's like, don't know what's up, and just hugged me, and then like, went... Like, because I mean, there's the stuff that goes on behind the scenes. Nobody needs to hear about my labor pains, like the stuff with my mom and like ugh, all the other stuff.
Okay.
But like, that's part of it. But like, I am just like, woe is me. What was the last word you said?
Disheartened.
That.
Yeah.
Fully disheartened.
Yeah.
I
yeah,
am like.
I feel pretty heartened, actually.
That makes me want to hurt you.
I know it does.
So, wait, is it over?
No,
when is it over?
The new moon is Thursday, so I'm assuming tomorrow.
Okay.
So, I'm assuming tomorrow is the. I don't know. I haven't
gotten it. Is it end or does it end?
The new moon starts tomorrow.
And then we're good.
Because it's the end of Aries season, and it's our beginning. It's the end of Taurus. So then Hack will be crazy, and we'll have to deal with it.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. But we're all... Everything's going to be...
Do I strike you as the crazy one?
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
We don't normally talk about environmental crime on Stupid Stories, but today I'm making an exception.
Ooh.
Oh.
Going green.
Wow.
Kind of. Really yellow, but.
Okay. This was just merely a bad move.
Oh, God.
Oh.
I'm canceling it for today.
No.
The Slacker Show's Stupendously Stupid Stories.
My story's out of upstate New York.
Whoa, I'm walking it. New York.
There's some riffraff in more than just New York City, baby. Yeah. Up in upstate New York,
a man
decided that he was pretty angry at another man.
Okay.
And he tried to stab him.
Oh.
The problem is, the problem is obvious. The weird thing is, he was wearing a cow costume while doing it.
The stabber or the stabby?
The stabber. And I'm not sure if he thought, they'll never catch me now, moo, 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 or what. But
I'll just get on a Chick-fil-A billboard and no one will.
Yeah. He also apparently struck the victim with his car door before fleeing the scene, still wearing the cow costume. Deputies located him rather quickly.
Oh, because he's the guy in a cow costume.
Yeah, and he didn't succeed.
Almost got away with it, but he's spotted. He was spotted.
Nice.
Was he in utter disbelief?
No.
He was just utterly bad at stabbing.
I mean, you're really just jumping on the one that I did.
You're kind I'm of just telling you, disbelief doesn't...
A little. Oh, man, I was going to do a milking one.
Ooh. Okay.
All right, let's move on. My story is from New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah, good leaves in the fall.
Oh, isn't that like kind of Boston? Yeah, they're kind of out there.
Yeah, it is.
Not about you. The owner of a company in New Hampshire has been arrested and has been charged with dumping toxic chemicals into a nearby river.
Whoa.
He owns a mustard company. And he's been dumping dirty mustard water into the water supply to avoid disposal costs. But he has now been caught. He said, I never thought you guys would catch up to me.
He's been caught yellow-handed.
Yes. The authority said, we do not relish in making this arrest.
Nice.
But many of the victims are at the Mayo Clinic.
Let's wrap it up and put a bun on it.
I don't know if that one. You got any other condiments you want to get in there?
No. That's good.
Oh, come on, honey.
Ooh, that's
he'll
good.
He'll be dressing in prison wear.
Okay.
I hurt myself.
That's good. What you get. You guys, all of you, and your dumb puns today. I'm over it.
Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
Power
power your next journey with True North convenience stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know that feeling when you're standing in the grocery aisle staring at a wall of plastic-wrapped chicken and gray-looking ground beef? For years, that was my routine. I'd grab whatever looked fine enough, toss it in the cart, and then spend the rest of the week trying to season the life back into it because it was just bland. But then I tried Omaha Steaks, and it completely flipped my script on quality. The first time I pulled a vacuum-sealed steak from my freezer, I realized I'd been settling for store-grade when I could have had steakhouse-grade. It's the ultimate convenience. I don't deal with the what's-for-dinner panic anymore because I have a custom plan delivered right to my door on my schedule. No more food waste from forgotten fridge meat, just high-quality proteins ready to go. Plus, it's a risk-free move. They have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Taste the Omaha Steaks difference and never settle for grocery proteins again. Get flavorful, high-quality proteins delivered by visiting omahasteaks.com, plus $35 off when you use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone. Terms apply. See site for details.
If you've got spring fever, Lowe's has the cure. During Spring Fest, make your landscape stand out with three free bags of Miracle-Gro 3/4 cubic foot garden soil when you buy three. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances to keep clothes, food, and dishes fresh all season long. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/22 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.